Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, Blog Talk listeners. This is LaShondra with my sister, my friend. Thank you for joining us tonight. Tonight we have an interesting show going on. We are going to be talking to some callers as soon as I can get them on the line. But I want you to know that we are here for our sisters. The title of our show says it all. My sister, my friend, we are here to help you. We're here to console you. We're here to undergird you. We're here to give you strength where you're weak. We're here to help you and answer any questions that you might need answering. We're here to just be there for you. We are available to all sisters of all ages, all nationalities, all ages, and we just want to be available for you. Tonight I see we have some guests on the line. We're going to go ahead and get started with our topic tonight. Guests, would you go ahead and say hello to our listening audiences? Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Well, hi. Is that Miss Janice?
I'm sorry. Did you say Janice?
Okay. Yes. Can you say good evening to our listening audience?
Oh, good evening. My phone, you're going like in and out, so I can kind of couldn't hear like every other word. I'm sorry.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I hear you now.
All right. Do we have Zakiya on the line?
Yes, you do.
All right. Say good evening.
Good evening, listening audience.
Okay. And I have another one, 7330. It's the last four digits of your phone number.
Good evening. Hello? It's Chanel.
Hi, Chanel. How are you?
I'm good. Hi.
Oh, I'm doing real good. Thanks so much for calling tonight. Ladies, tonight, I wanted to talk to you young ladies tonight because I know that you all are more familiar with the rappers and lyrics and also the game Grand Theft Auto that was a big seller this past week. It sold over 1 million copies, the video game. And I know that Zakiya, and I know that Janice has a son that likes to do video games. And I was wondering, could I give some opinions and some comments on the game, and what do you think the influence it has on the kids today? Anybody can
start
if they would like.
Well, this is Zakiya, and I will be the first to speak on it. The opinion I have about the game is that no discredit to the makers of the game. The graphics is awesome. It looks real life, like a little animated movie, kind of like looking at Shrek, but in people form. It is. They did great graphics on the game. You know, I don't want to take away from them at all. However, it is not parent-approved in my book. It has a lot of profane language in it, a lot of theft and killing and raping of prostitutes, and you can just do any and everything that you would want to do as a bad boy or an evil individual. So I don't recommend that game played at any time. I do have a son that is thrilled to death about the game because you get to steal a car, you get to drive the car. It's not the theft part that he's interested in. It's the driving. And, you know, as a kid, you always want to drive. You had video games to drive. You had even video games to shoot ducks when we had Nintendo. I don't know if our parents really approved of that as well. But every year there's a new level and heightened level of children being abandoned and raped of their childhood due to these games that's out here, due to the life that they're seeing on television and in their own homes, and we leave things to be desired of actual childhood. So I personally, my opinion is the game is no good for children. Someone else may think something different, but if you teach your children the way they should go, you know, playing that game is not going to influence them in the longer life because you're still going to talk to them. You're still going to have them to abide by rules and influence them in a better way than that game could ever do so. But I just don't think that the game is a good idea because some parents just let you play the game and they walk up. You wonder why your kids is cussing like a sailor.
Okay. Well, what would you say about their peer influence about it? Even though you might teach them the way to go, you might give them all the Christian values and all the morals, but what about the peer pressure that they have? What would you speak on that?
Yeah, it's not really a peer pressure to play a game. Either you do or you don't. That's just like people on Facebook sending you Candy Crush. I don't play it. I don't on the video on the computer. Quit sending it to me. I don't want to continue getting the inbox request to play a freaking game. So, same thing with kids. It's not really peer pressure on playing a game. It's either you play it or you don't. You know, they say, oh, man, yeah, I ain't got that. Oh, what's the game? Like, oh, okay. But you know it's not allowed in your household. And you also know the kids that you should know the children that your kids are hanging out with. You know, and you know the parents, so you know what their parents will allow and what they will not allow as well. And you have to get to know the people that surround your kids as much as you possibly can. Of course, you have them at school. They're not going to have the game at school. So you just have to try to get as close in their business as you possibly can, but letting them know you're doing it out of love and not out of, you know, I want to dictate you and run your life until you have nothing left. I'm doing it because I value you and I value your mindset, and I want to cradle your mind until it's able to make decisions on its own.
Okay. Thank you so much. Janice?
Well, my son is a little bit older, so because he is older, I allow him to make certain decisions because of what I have instilled in him. For me, my son, he just likes playing the game. We got in his spirit and his soul and his mind a long time ago that this is pretend and certain things you just don't do. You don't curse. You don't curse in the game. I mean, there's certain things that you instill in your child, and then somewhere along the line, you have to trust your child to show those actions and those things that you have taught them. My son personally hasn't asked for the game. He probably has rented it, or he hasn't even rented it. He hasn't even mentioned it to me because he already knows how I feel about certain things. You're not going to practice playing, raping anybody. You're not going to practice robbing anybody. You know, it's just certain things that if he does it, he's not, I'm not seeing it, and he's not allowing it to overflow into his everyday life. Peer pressure is out there to get those games. You know, some of his friends may have it, and they say, you know, you want to borrow it, you want to see it. Man, you ain't got that. That's the last one. That's the latest one. But at 16, they're moving from playing a video game to trying to date a young lady. So the only time he's really playing a video game is when he has nothing else to do and he's not on the phone. So, you know, I teach my kids to be leaders, not followers, you know, in certain things. And you lay that foundation, but somewhere along the line, you have to trust that everything that you've done to make them this person, it doesn't fall off by the wayside. I know in my life, I've done things that my parents definitely did not teach me. But I don't hold on to those things. I knew better. That doesn't mean that I always did what I knew. So I'm not saying, you know, that children are going to run and do out things that they're not taught. But I'm quite sure everybody here has done something that their parent didn't want them to do, watch the video game, watch the movie, listen to some lyrics that was not appropriate. You have to be strong enough within yourself to know, you know, not to do that, and that's what I try to teach my children. I'm not going to say what they will and will not do because I'm not them, and I don't have the peer pressure that they have or whatever is going on in their lives. All I can do is the best that I can do.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your comment. Chanel, I was wondering if you had something, a comment on that also?
I have two different perspectives.
Okay.
So I have the perspective that you do have to monitor and, you know, watch what your children are doing and what they're playing and things like that. I think it's important because in one sense it's like condoning it. And in the other sense, I feel like they're going to learn from the people on the outside as well. So it's like a two-way street when it comes to that. But the parents totally have the ultimate control, and they are the ones that are the greatest role models for their children because at the end of the day, what we allow for them to do is the greatest effect. And so I have a brother who honestly has played video games since he was born, literally. And he's 36 years old today, as a matter of fact, and that's all he still does. I mean, that's what he can do that all day long, 24 hours a day, and he's 36. You know, and I mean, it's something that messes up the mind, the ass. I mean, it's something that is an addiction, but for the most part, technology has found its way, well, the devil has found its way into technology, and the thing that, you know, our children are wanting to play with and things like that. So, I mean, they're just, for me, I just feel like Grand Theft Auto is a no. That would be something that I wouldn't allow in my home. The rap music is, I like some rap music, to be honest. But I know that at the end of the day, I'm grown, so I know not to have it take effect on how I live and my lifestyle and things like that. And I know, for one, that I have never been perfect. I've actually been delivered from how I used to be. You know, so for me, I know how to better control myself. But for the youth, we have to monitor them. We have to censor everything that they're doing, what they're watching, what they're playing, listening to, and everything, because at the end of the day, they'll have a better respect for us, and they'll know that this is something my mom told me was not right for me. It's planting a seed so that when they do have the peer pressure that comes towards them, that one thing that we told them that was not right will click in. But if it's condoned, then they'll just think that it's the right thing to do, that it's, oh, my mom already said it was okay for me to do it anyway. So that's basically what I have to say.
Okay. I see LaShawn and Beverly have joined us tonight. LaShawn, how are you?
I'm fine.
All right. I see you. Have you had a chance to get in, listen to the conversation so that you could form your comment or
Yes, ma'am. I heard you all are talking about the rap music and Grand Theft Auto. Two of the things that I do have inside my household at the time, given the fact that I actually rap, I'm an artist, I don't see anything wrong with the music, the rap music. It's the words
we haven't gotten to the music yet. We're just talking about the Grand Theft Auto game right now. We're going to get to the music in a minute. So can you
I do allow the Grand Theft Auto inside my household, but I also spoke with my children. I believe it's the way that you raise your children. And if you speak with them in reference to it, because you can't avoid them seeing or hearing the vulgar language that is on the video game, you can't, corner your kids in from it because it's going on outside in the real world. If you speak with your kid, I believe that if you speak with your children and give them discipline, they will do what you want them to do. And, I mean, they're going to see all the other stuff outside anyway, so I feel like it's okay for my children to do it because they're going to play the game because that's the game that's out. But when it comes to the language and how they carry on the game, then they know that that's not the right thing to do in public or within themselves. And, I mean, I feel like kids have choices as well, so I don't have anything wrong with the Grand Theft Auto game.
Okay. So in conclusion, basically you ladies are saying that as long as you instill those morals and values and instruct your children how to relate to the game and how to play and how to not let it take over your mind or your spirit, it's okay for them to play it. Even though all of the profanity, all of the, you know, things that they do, steal, kill, destroy, as long as you have instructed them on how to live or how to take this game and just say it's just a game, this is not really what you do in life,
they should know.
It's okay.
Yeah, I believe that they should know. You know, when you raise your kids, that you don't corner them off from the bad things that's going on in the world. I know we try to keep them away from it, but you can't, like, let them not see it because, I mean, that's what's going on in the real world out here. And you make them aware of it, and you allow them to play the game, but, yeah, they supposed to already, you're supposed to raise your kids with the respect and the value and you know, the knowledge of what's going on in the real world as well as the right way of going in life. So I feel like that's, I don't feel like the video game is a problem. Yeah, you pretty much wrapped it up.
Okay, thank you.
Does
everybody else agree with me?
For me, it's an individual decision on what's going on in your household.
What?
It's no set rule. It's no set rule. It's what you value. It's what's the decision that you ultimately make. So
yes.
It could go either way. So, for me, it depends on the age of the child.
Yeah.
For me, it depends on how old is this child that's playing this game. That's why they have the ratings on there. So if you put something in your child, like I said, my son is older. He already know the rules. He already know what will get the game turned off and the game's taken away. Just bottom lines it. I have a 16-year-old and a 20-year-old. Both of them play games.
Check the number and dial the rule. Dial 611.
That's why I said it was a two-way street. Like, for me, it was a give and a take. Because for the younger, I would definitely say no.
Right.
And for the older, they do know better. You know, if they take what you've taught them and they do that, then okay. But at the same time, peer pressure is worse than anything.
Right. Right.
Because we can teach them what we want to teach them and tell them what we want to tell them, and then when they get out there in that world, it's a whole completely different thing. You know,
but it's the same thing if you allow your child to go spend a night somewhere and they have the game. You can't tell the people in that house.
That's true. How could they can't
play it? You know what I'm saying?
That's true. Right, but at the same time, it doesn't have that. It's still like, for me, if I had nephews, like I have two little nephews, I wouldn't let them play it. I would talk to them about it. Yeah, right. They're little. But if they're teenagers, you already know better. If you go steal a car, then guess what? Don't come home. I mean, there has to be consequences, but it's still a seed. Everything still has a seed that is being planted. And that's what, for the most part, as far as what I'm speaking on is on a Christian basis, on a spiritual aspect of everything, you can either look at it as in a worldly way or a Christian way. Christian way, no. Unacceptable. Worldly way or the flesh way, we give and we take. You see what I'm saying? We waver.
You're going to have to be either one way or another.
Or the other. And that's bottom line. That's bottom line. Because, I mean, I understand everybody and I understand. And I agree with everything. But then my spirit said to me, guess what? One way or the other. There's two ways of looking at it. You're going to look at it carefully or you're going to do it. Go ahead.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if on a spiritual sense, yeah, the cussing. But Christians don't believe in cussing. I mean, the video game is cussing.
Or killing,
I mean, but,
or killing people, but, or raping people. I mean, just all the stuff that it displays is all devilish stuff. It's all evil.
Yeah, but listen to what I'm saying. You can't hide what's really going on in the real world from your kids, because if
you don't
hide. Listen to what I'm saying.
Just bear with me
just a second. I understand, like, you can say, hey, it can't come in my house, but if a rapist breaks inside your house, you can't keep them out. You get what I'm saying?
No, God
can. So you want the kids to be aware of what's going on in the real world.
But God can, though. God can keep a rapist from coming in your house.
Yeah, he can.
Yeah, that's the difference. Yeah, he will. But it's all according to how you believe in your faith and your respect for God and what his word says. These are the things that makes it a difference.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I understand what you're saying. I do. But, it all depends on our mindset.
I've known Christians have been, when Christians go out to the grocery stores and stuff, just like for a prime example, not even about the game, I've had a situation to where we was at a football game on yesterday, for instance. It was a Christian lady sitting right there. And the kids were cussing, that's the same thing as like on a video game. Video game is cussing, it's killing, it's broken.
Right.
And I think sometimes you can, okay, they have to know, like you said, like I agree with what you said, you have to know that, you have to teach kids to know that the stuff that's going on a game is wrong.
It's just a game.
You get what I'm saying? You have to look at it like it's just a game. And they have to know that in the real world, this stuff do go on, but you don't carry on and do these things because
in your
the stuff
house.
That's going
that's
on
right.
is wrong.
And the only way that they'll get it is if you display it at home. They're going to see it out there in the street, but they're going to wonder what's the difference if it's not allowed in the home. Then that's when their minds will start thinking, well, my mom said this ain't right. My mom said this ain't what I'm supposed to be doing. Now, y'all doing something, because guess what? You trust your parents more than anybody at the end of the day. Even if they don't like it and you telling them no, they still love you and trust you. You see what I'm saying? So when it comes to that, then they're going to come and they're going to think, my mom said this ain't right. Now I'm going home. I'll be back later. I'll see y'all later. And guess what? Them same guys, he gonna go home to you because you put your foot down and you told him it wasn't right. And them other guys, he gonna be coming to you saying, "Mommy, they went and they robbed somebody's car, they stole somebody's car, they hurt somebody, and he was home." You see what I'm saying? But if it's condoned in the home and his friends is egging him on to go and do it, he gonna think, "Oh, I'm going with them. I'm gonna go do it."
I don't agree with that. You got to teach the kids not to fall into peer pressure.
Let me tell you something. And it was meant for me to call in and to be a part of this, okay? But and I don't even think LaShondra, I don't even think you know, but it's a testimony, so I'm okay with it. I was in a gang from the age of 15 to 17. I got pregnant when I was 17, so that's what made me leave. But my mom was a Christian woman. My grandma was a Christian woman. You know, my mom, she backslid and was doing her, living her life and stuff, young mom. But I'm going to tell you what. She told me, and they told me, Chanel, don't do this, or I watched what she did and thought it would be okay to do it. But being who I am today, when I look back and I heard the things that they were telling me, that peer pressure was the thing that got me. It was peer pressure more than anything in the whole wide world that got me. I didn't have guns pointed at me, shot at, fought people, did the whole nine. But it was the peer pressure. I was in a performing arts school doing wonderful.
A's and B's, straight A's and B's. I wanted to be like everybody else because they was, why you go to that smart school? Why you going to school for singing? Why you going to school for your talent? Guess what? I ended up falling into it, going to the regular old little high school, the neighborhood high school, 65 days absent, getting stuff, you know, sent home, my mom getting ready to go to court because I'm missing school, I'm skipping, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Peer pressure is the worst. No matter what your parents teach you.
Again, that goes along with the teaching inside the household because I apologize for what I'm supposed to say. It might hit you in the wrong spot.
No, it won't. Go ahead.
Okay, I also bang. You get what I'm saying? So it's not my family didn't bang. You know what I'm saying? So it had nothing to do with peer pressure. It sounds crazy, but I actually went places and started little gangs. You get what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. It goes on what's being taught in you, what's being instilled in you. And so, like, I was really involved in it, too. I mean, I did a whole lot of stuff in the streets. But, again, I'm going to say that's what's being taught. It's whatever you instill in your kids. My dad and them didn't instill that in us. They wanted us to be going on the right road. They went to streets. They took us. Mm-hmm. It's whatever So I don't think my gang started me doing that. I gangbanged because I wanted to, and I started other people to gangbanging because that's what I felt like doing at that point of time in my life. It's what you instill in your kids, what you decide that you want to do, because kids going to do whatever they want to do anyway at the end of the day. And I don't feel like a video game.
But God wouldn't have made parents. Hold on, hear me out.
I don't feel like peer pressure is going, like the game, I don't think the game is going to peer pressure them to go out and say, okay, well, hey, because I played this video game, I know how to rob and I know how to steal and I know how to kill. Nah, it's whatever you want to do. Because like, right now, I'm 31 years old and I still feel like I'm a G, but I'm trying to do the Christian thing. You get what I'm saying? I'm trying to find myself within these, to come out of the streets and act to the streets and do what's right.
Right
before my spiritual side, because I'm trying to gain spiritual knowledge in order to transform into who I really feel like I need to be. But nothing pre-pressured me. No video game didn't do it. No seeing
you. That's for you. But keep an open mind. But
I did it because
And I understand. And that's you. But you have to keep an open mind.
That's what I'm saying. We played duck hunt. That didn't make me want to go shoot no ducks.
Understand that. Yes, I do. But guess what? This is a whole different time and age also. We have to just be open-minded.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to have to teach your kids inside the house, and you're not going to be able to hide it from them. The real world is going on whether you want to hide it from them or not. But, I mean, if you keep your kids away from stuff, they're not going to know how to handle it when it comes to them. I'm not saying that forever. Like, you can't live somewhere and forever be safe. You get what I'm saying?
No, you can't.
May I interject for a moment? Living on a different side, I have two siblings. And we were all in the same house all together, raised all together and everything else. And I'm hearing what you guys are stating in the life that you chose to live. You know, sometimes it is by choice and sometimes it's just embedded in you because it's what you're around. Like, I'm going to go back to a known rapper. Tupac was part, his mother and his family was part of the movement, which is Black Panther. So it was embedded in him, and it was when he was spun and he was created. God created him, and he never makes a mistake. However, the individuals that he was around instilled in him, which is what they fed in his mind, activated his choices. And so sometimes that does take a place in it. Now, I have a son, and my son knows what I do. And he knows what I prefer that he does. And I'm not saying I'm going completely against him. Well, I don't exemplify what I want out of him. And he helps calm me down sometimes because sometimes I am hot-headed. But I also have to realize that I have an individual that is watching me. Now, with those parents who have those individuals that are watching you, yes, you cannot think that they will not see these things out here in the world, because it's real out here. And what you don't teach them, the streets will teach them. But what I'm, as far as the games-wise, is that you keep an open dialogue with your children. I have a 13-year-old son who asked me about smoking weed, having sex, and everything else, because this is where his mind is, and this is what he's seeing on a daily basis, and these are what the games are showing him. And even the little games on your phone, they have different little things. They have a tip and run. To me, the little guy is robbing. He's going up, picking up coins and stuff. That ain't his money. But at the same time, you know, my son knows that it is a game. But you have to talk to your children, and you have open dialogue. No matter what is surrounding them, you have to instill in them that they are better than their surroundings, or you are better than I am, or you are better than what I can be. See, we're going back to what I was saying before. My parents, they worked all the time, and they provided for us, and they showed us a life of provision. But then my grandma, the life of church all the time. So we had two different sides. I stayed in the house, read or played, and just did normal things. My brothers decided, they like money. Even though mama's providing, daddy's providing for us, I need my own. I'm a man. I'm going to get out there and get it by myself. So they went to a drug life. We all had choices to make. I could have been out there in the street all the time. They left us at home. I could have been out there shaking my butt for a couple of dollars, or, you know, getting with the dudes or hanging out in the streets or selling drugs.
Amen.
Doing what I wanted to do. However, I follow, it's a choice. That's why God gives us free will. And as parents, he also gives you he allows you to have children or to birth individuals or be around other people. You cannot have kids yourself, to be shepherds for those children. And so the bottom line of the information of what we're talking about here is that, what will you choose for your kids to see, and when they're seeing it, how you choose to respond to what they're seeing? And what I want to respond to my kids seeing, because he does like Grand Theft Auto, I'm not going to lie. But he got a game through one of my exes, and he likes the game, and I say, no, 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 but he plays it. And then I have a 7-year-old daughter that went to the room with him and won't play the game. I have to shut it down. So I don't like what the game just said. If I walk past your room and they cussing harder than I could ever cuss, oh, no, that's not in here. You're not going to bring it in here. I feel like there's a cloud walking around. It's going to rain somewhere. So we're going to crumble that up and throw it out. But, again, I talked to my son, and he knows this is not real life, Mom. I'm not going to go out there and do it. Can you tell me that you're not going to do it? Do you understand what they're doing? Because even on the game, they go to jail. But what you see of them going to jail is getting right back out. They get shot and get right back up. And I have to explain to him, you get shot. Real life, you're not getting back up.
Real life from fairy tale. They know that if they get shot back up, they know that if they go in jail, they're not coming right back out. You get what I'm saying? I agree with what you're saying. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, and you have to give them love, and that's what the guidance and love is about. It ain't about just reprimanding your kid and staying on them and talking bad to them and being rough with them. It's about providing love and structure. And video games do not provide that love and structure. It gives them an outlet. Maybe they really in heart want to be a bad boy, and you got some kids who want to be bad to other kids, and then they scary all together because they know that they're not ready for the street life. You know, they're not ready for what's really out there. Like my son said, he was fighting, well, getting ready to fight some other boy, and he told him that you're not ready for these hands. Okay, I wanted to know, what did he really mean by it? Well, see, that's lingo, and should these kids get out here and talk about that we
need to mean that boy wasn't ready to fight?
Right. He wasn't, at first, I had never heard it like that, okay? And I heard it, okay, we don't fly, and he don't say it like that. He say other stuff, and I'm like, oh, hold up. Hold on, let me catch up with sleep. But that's why we need to be involved in our children's lives. That's why we need to understand what they go through. Yes, there is peer pressure out there. Yes, there is things that they're going to see that we didn't know that they saw. Like at school, this little girl, today he told me a little girl came out the corner of a room with some stuff on her face running from a little boy walking behind her. What just happened in that room? So you have this is the age where you're feeling yourself. You feeling your swag, you feeling everything else, and your whole world is turning because you're seeing rims. Well, we don't see rims as much no more, but you're seeing TV life and bling and goals named out, and he wants a tattoo. I got tattoos. He asking me questions about tattoos because I know he kind of want one. So when he gets to talking about them, I try to explain to him that really want to rock your body up with this, that, and the other, and then what if you're trying to do this? You can't put it right here and put it right there, because he tell me where he wanted it. So we talk about that. Let's get dialogue on that. Let's say you're going into a job, you think you want to interview somebody, and they got all these monster tattoos on their arm. They're going to look at you like you, you know, just got out of the pee. You might never went to jail day in your life, but you already were.
All right. Well, very good. We thank you for your dialogue and your comments on the auto theft game tonight. Now we want to kind of transfer over to the lyrics in the rap songs and the impact and the influence that it has on our youth today. And we're going to go from the ages that are formable. Like, we'll start, I'm going to say at 10 up until adulthood. My question to you is, do you think that some of these rap songs that are putting down our young ladies and are talking bad about them and talking about the gold and the rims and all the big money and all of the bling bling and all of the different negative connotations that go on in these rap songs, do you think that that is an influence on the kids, since you're saying that it starts at home? But what about the music they're listening to? What about the rappers that they're idolizing? What do you have to say about that? Is that still going to be the same thing?
Well, I'm going to say the music is only what you make it. It's similar to the games itself, but there's just some musicians or music people that you just don't allow in your life. But as far as this music talking about the women and everything, you got women talking about women. That's just a glorified thing for them now. Everybody wants to be gay. Everybody wants to be a lesbian, or they want to say that they have all the HOEs out here. You know, you can't just, you know, live on what you see alone. And that's the same thing. It's the same thing. You're talking to them about the appearance of things and what actually goes on. Because my son was talking about the bling and rings, and he wants to have this and that. I said, well, you don't know what the struggle was to get there, and you really don't know if any of that is there. A lot of this stuff on the video is rented. There's only so many big money out here. So let's pull it up on the internet. You can see his actual net worth. Do you think he can afford this car? Let's look up how much this car actually is. Oh, that's rented. Let's look at the video. Who was all in the video? Well, he might not even know all them people. They ain't his friends. You know what I'm saying? You have to break it down to them, because they only see the bigger picture of it, but there are intricate parts that they don't know about.
Again, is what they're taught. I like I said, I'm an artist, so it's what they're taught. Like she said, yeah, a lot of this stuff that they have is not theirs. They're living in a fairy tale world, and you have to show your kids. I'm glad that they have the computer skills and that they're teaching the kids about computer in the schools, because a lot of the videos and stuff, you can show your children that those people weren't at the same place at the same time. And a lot of times when these people do these music, like you said, yeah, everybody's doing this lesbian thing, and kids get a tune in their head. Like, I used to teach my kids how to remember our address by rap. You get what I'm saying? Like, we used to live at 1888 John West, and I made a little beat to it in order for them to learn that, right? So once I got the little beat to it, they learned it. You get what I'm saying? So not all rap has a bad thing to it, but a lot of the stuff that they listen to, like they got that song, got Papa Molly, I'm Sweating, Woo, and the kids don't know what a Molly is, and they just singing it, and then you catch them singing it, and I just, like, anytime I see a younger child in some lyrics that I know that they probably really don't know about, I tell them, and they go and do the, you know, I tell them exactly what it is. But y'all, I'm at the hospital, and my doctor just went. Yeah.
Are you breaking up?
She said she was at the hospital. I think her doctor is there, I think.
Okay, I didn't quite hear you, the end of that, LaShawn. Can you repeat that?
I think she said she was at the hospital and her doctor just called her in or something.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Chanel?
Huh?
Okay.
I'm here.
Tell me about these lyrics that's going on these days. What are you thinking? Are you more into the romantic lyrics, or are you more into the rapping lyrics, or what is your take on it?
I really like R&B and old school music now. But again, you know, I've been delivered because I used to love it all. I do like some of Beyonce and Jay-Z now that they're pretty much trying to have each other in a mix. But I don't like some of the sayings. Like even with Jay-Z, he slides in there, and this is one that got me. He was talking about going to hell. He was saying, if you go to heaven and I go to hell, I want you to sneak out of heaven to bring me a L. That was deep. I mean, just that right there alone was very deep, and I got it, and I heard it. And it made me shake my head because he still had no respect for heaven or a woman, and accepted the fact of where he was going to be. I mean, so you have to really, 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 you know, with kids and everybody else, even adults, pay attention and really listen to what it is that you're, you know, bobbing your head to and enjoying and liking, because they are seeds being planted. They really are. And that's all I have to say.
Okay, do you think that, okay, this is a general question to you ladies that are left on the line. Do you think that the derogatory statements, all of the connotations about the drugs and about the money and about all the negative stuff that they're saying in these rap lyrics are influencing, or are they just something that the kids don't want to glamour, or they want to glamour, how do you think they're reacting to this? What are the kids saying? Because I don't listen to none of this stuff, and I try to interject like she was saying that's what they're saying, and that's not a good thing. So what are you thinking about that, or how do you feel? Janice, I'll start with you.
Really? Okay. For me, you know, I don't listen to rap or anything like that. Not like I did when I was growing up. When I was growing up, yeah, I was in the club. I was dancing to it, but I was also listening to the words of songs, even when I wasn't delivered. I was listening to the words because you're not going to disrespect me in a song or any other way. So I can't bob my head if you're calling me out my name. That just wasn't what I did. I just didn't get down like that. But I have a son that is a rapper, and he is on YouTube, and he does say some things that I'm looking at him like, really? Where'd you get that from? And he, you know, because I sit down and talk to him like, you get out there and you do this, that, and the other, and you're saying this and that, and, you know, you never sold drugs, or you know, but, you know, some of the what you're saying will make someone think that you've been in the streets and you're a thug, and you've never been in the streets or even had a lifestyle that a thug would have. You're so protected that you probably don't even know or would know what to do about a situation that came across. And he told me, he's like, Mom, I know the Lord. I talk to the Lord every day. It's a separation. That's what I do to make my money, and this is what I do, you know, away from it. His goal is to become a teacher. He's right now enrolling in school to get a teaching degree because he wants to teach little kids. But what the thing is that they're not really, what I can see from my son, he's not really caught up in, he's like, I don't really want to be out front. I'd rather be behind doing the videotaping and that kind of thing. So I have a different perspective on it than maybe somebody else, because I sit down and I ask him, you know, why would you go into this, whatever. And, of course, it's about making money. It's about he started off doing Christian singing and going from church to church to church singing, and nobody wants to pay for that, but he gets paid when he raps. So, you know, I understand on one hand, because I was young once, and I understand how it is to feel to make your own money and not have to go to your mother, and you're 20 years, 19, 20, 18, whatever, years old. At the same time, I wanted to make sure he understood that he couldn't sing a Christian song and then be on YouTube saying something totally different, because that's being a hypocrite, and you're responsible for those people who are listening to you and thinking a certain way. I explained all that to him. In the end, it's his own decision, because he's a man, and I have did my part teaching him right from wrong. He understands right from wrong. Just like my 16-year-old, they understand right from wrong. I'm not saying that they go buck wild loose, because I'm not that type of parent. I'm really old school, and my children know that. So there's things that if they're doing it, they're not doing it at mama's house. They may be doing it at daddy's house, but they're not going to bring it up at mama's house, because mama don't play that. And that's just, you know, everybody is different. How you raise your children is different. How you live your life is different. You know, I'm not the squeak clean, so I don't stand in judgment of nobody else, because I remember when I was. My mother wasn't doing a lot of stuff in front of me that I went and did anyway. So, I mean, it's you have to be true to yourself.
Okay. Zakiya? Are you still there?
Yes, I am. I actually didn't hear the full question.
I was asking about the influence of the lyrics of the rappers that degrade women, that glamorize the bling bling, that talk about the drugs, you know, just the things that the younger people are listening to today. What do you think about the influence on them as far as that goes? Lyric rap.
Thank you for recapping that. Now, I listened to the individual that stated that she, I think it was Chanel, that she no longer is listening to the rap music. I have a young teen, preteen, whatever you want to call it. I think he's a teen now, he's 13. I have a teen, and so I do enjoy hip hop. I like music. I am a very soulful individual. I like all genre of music, from classical to rap to anything. You can put Spanish in front of me, I'm going to listen to it. There are beats to music. And then I listened to Miss Janice talking about the music industry and why her son went in there. Now, I can understand it all aspects, because I'm just 32. I've made up your mind of what you don't have to do, what the music states do. And how I feel about the music is that there's a bunch of talk. Everybody's really repeating the same thing. Somebody has a hook line, and you're going to hear it in another song. That stuff is only as good as the maker, and the makers right now are nothing. There are no true music, no meaningful music like it used to be when I was growing up. Now, they did have some songs that were a little out there back then as well, and they were more desired because it was the other end. It was like a little unknown aspect. Now everything is everything, and there's nothing to be desired because everything is just out there. And it's disheartening that that's the only thing that our kids can listen to. That's all it's coming down to. So I try to listen to a lot of older music and let my son know that you don't have to listen to this. This is a choice that you're listening to it. And it's not talking about nothing. He always wants me to check out this song by somebody. And I say, well, let me listen to the lyrics. And then I listen to the lyrics, and it's really about nothing. So it's just, yeah, and you have two chains, but he likes that other boy. The dude that does Bang Bang. No, he's a Chief Keef. He likes this little alien-looking individual named Chief Keef. And I just, you know, and I'm a Lil Wayne fan. I love Lil Wayne. The illusion of his music is just crazy. Because he gives you metaphors that just, like, why did he think of that? And how did he think of that? He had to be crazy on drugs.
Because he is psychotic. He is gone.
It is something wrong with that.
He's gone.
I listen to music, and I can go back to my gospel because I don't want you. You're not letting it vet your brain because you know where you stand at. You know who you believe.
But we're
you know
old enough. But
we're old enough.
That's
yeah.
When you got it. We got it.
Right.
We understand that. But these babies don't got it. Some of them may.
Why.
I'm not going. You know, insult no intelligence, but.
But that's why one of the reasons why we listen to some of everything in my car. I keep it on I-93. They know more country songs and non-urban songs than anything else because I want them to have a full range, and that way you have a choice. You don't. It's not always just throwing your face of rap and cussing. There is something beyond vocabulary than cuss words.
Well,
so
you know, I'm married to a DJ who loved all music. Old school, new school, everything. So you get a wide, I mean, gospel, old gospel, sound like down by the Riverside gospel. So you get a wide range of things. I'm not looking at anybody younger than my youngest son. Before then, you know, when they're that young, you have to, you know, watch what they're listening to, watch what they're saying. What, you know, you do all those things. I'm saying after you've done all those things, you can't go with them everywhere in life. All you can do is the best you can do and pray that was enough because in the end, it's their decision. It's their decision. It's just, I mean, I can only, like I said, for myself, I wasn't always in the church. I grew up in the church. I went to church every Sunday. But when I became a grown woman, I did what I wanted to do. Did it always agree with how I was raised? No. But I had a foundation. And so when I got old enough and when my mind matured enough and I decided to let Christ in my life and allow him to rule over me, you know, I took a whole lot of stuff out of my life. And my kids know that. And my kids know exactly what they can and cannot do. It's just, I'm just saying, we all have been young. I'm not saying that as an excuse to allow things in your life that harm your children. But some things are going to get in. And it's how you handle it. Kids are more interested in what you won't let them do than what you will let
them
do.
What you will. That's true.
Yeah, they are. And
that's
they
true.
They like to be disciplined also. So I think.
Yeah, but you have to tell them. You don't, you know, kill them. You can't kill their spirit because they messed around and walked through the house singing something that was inappropriate. You just. I won't know why you think that's okay. Would you like me to call back? You know, or are you calling everybody that, or is it somebody that makes feel? I mean, you just have to get with them so they see that you're real. Because if you're too above them, don't let them leave. If you don't let them do anything, that's the main thing they're gonna do. Without your permission, doing a whole bunch of stuff, and you're going to be in total shock because I don't allow that in my house. No, you don't. That's why they do it outside your house.
Yep, and it goes back to the fact that what LaShawn was saying, you can't shield them from what's happening outside. So they have to know some things, but you have to put in your time with them and let them know.
But you have to put that godliness in there. You got to spend time with them. You can't just sit there and let them think that you've never done anything in life. You've always been perfect. I ain't never did nothing. Da, 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 da. My son talks to me all the time. I said, it's a whole bunch of stuff I've done. That's why I can tell you what not to do. Because it didn't work for me. It didn't work for your uncle. It didn't work for your grandma. Why you? It ain't gonna work for you either.
I say the same thing. My daughter is 19, and I've been through some things with her. And she's a girl. She's not even a boy. You know. And I had to
go
back at my life. Yeah. I'm trying to tell you, I've been through some things.
Exactly.
And she's a girl. So. It made it even harder, but I had to go back to me. I had to remember, you know, Chanel, remember when you... And I was actually, honestly, 5-10 times worse. than
exactly.
her. So it made it
because
easier
because, like I told my son,
to
I used to do stuff and nobody didn't know about it. I know about everything you do because you're not even slick with it. You ain't even slick
exactly.
with it. By the time you find,
you
by the time anybody
mind.
Found out I was doing something, I was done with it.
Uh-huh.
So, yep. I mean, so I could spot their game off the back. That's why it don't scare me when a new something come out, because I can spot your game right off, because I've been there, done that, and done it better.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, watch
well, ladies,
for the word smashing,
you.
In case you don't
Good
know
night.
What smashing is.
Amen. I wanted to see, is Beverly on the line? Beverly, are you with us tonight?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, well, you've been mighty quiet.
Be listening.
Well, I never get in, so.
Okay,
sorry.
Okay, well, go ahead and let's finalize, sum it up. We have about 4 minutes to go. We want to get your input tonight and see what you have to say about these topics.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first thing I have to interject is that I didn't raise any children, not from birth to adulthood. I just had nieces and nephews in and out. But the one thing that a couple of the ladies said, and I agree with, that when you're not a parent, sometimes you get to see things that parents don't see. You get to talk to them in a way that sometimes parents don't get to talk to their children. So, my thought is that you can't let your children do everything that they think they want to do just because their friends are doing it out there. You have to explain to them sometimes a little bit more than what you wanted to, what life is all about, and how that game can affect their mind. We're not saying that you're supposed to hide the game from them, but you have to let them know and break that game down and let them know what that game can really actually do as far as the way they think, the way they feel, and the way that they see things, and where their friends and their peers are going. If they play that game, if they become involved with that language that they hear in that game and the actions that those people portray in that game, you have to let them know how those actions can affect your life and they can affect your behavior. As far as the rap music, it has the same effect as that those games do. What's so pleasurable about that game that to kill somebody? What's so pleasurable about that game that you curse out people and you call women disrespectful names? The same thing about the music. No, you maybe can't change it. Don't stop them or stop them from listening to it or stop them from playing the game. But what you can do as parents is that you can go and listen to that song with that kid, and you and that kid can discuss that song. Would he want you listening to that song when he's sitting up there trying to do his homework? Would he like to see his sister doing those type of things? You have to break it down and tell him why it's wrong to curse that, use that curse word. Why it's wrong for that young lady to move her body in such that way? What it'll do to her mind, what it'll do to her spirit, for her to hear those songs, to hear those words. How would she like it when God talked to her, that he used those words to talk to her? Instead of calling her my child, he calls her my babe. What does it mean when God tells us that we shouldn't do those things, but yet we allow our kids to do those things on those games? We allow those games to affect the way that they think and the way that they feel and how they look at women. Every time we use words that are disrespectful, it changes the way our mindset is. Every time we shoot a gun, whether it's on a game or it's in real life, it affects our mindset. It says something to us. It allows us to do evil things to other people. It allows us to curse at other people, not knowing why we're being cursed at. Somebody's calling me out of my name that God didn't even give to me. So you can come up with all the reasons that you want for allowing your children to play these games and listen to this music. But just remember one thing, parents. You have to answer to God as to why you did it. You don't have that answer to me, but you will have to answer for it. So just remember that.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Well,
Amen.
Ladies, I really thank each of you for joining me tonight in this conversation. And I appreciate your time that you've taken out tonight to be with me. And you know I just love all of y'all anyhow. And as when I call on you, you're always available and ready to come to my rescue and help me. And you know I want you to know that is very much appreciated. And I thank you for your time tonight. And we got 10 seconds, and I'm going to just say a quick prayer and let you get back to your own life tonight. Thank you so much again.
I also wanted to thank the ladies for coming out. It's been a really nice show, and I've enjoyed listening to all of what you guys had to say.
Oh, one more thing. Chanel, you were telling me about the group that you're developing. I can't recall the name of it right now. Will you share a little of that with me right quick?
Yes, I have a group on Facebook, and it's Women Who Stand to Encourage Other Women. And it was a seed planted back in January, and I have like 75 women in the group now. And it's very, very discreet, and it's all based upon just motivation, encouragement, prayers, devotionals, anything that you would like to share. It's uplifting. It'll get you through the week. It's just something to think about. So if you all are interested, go ahead and look up Chanel Budd on Facebook, and it's Women Who Stand to Encourage Other Women. And I also do donations as well for a women's homeless, and it's for women and children. They're homeless, and they've been through domestic violence. So I take donations as well, and they'll come to me and pick up, whatever is donated.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. And also, listening audience, coming up is the Shady Grove Annual Women's Prayer Breakfast, October the 12th, next Saturday after next. And we would love to see you there. And then we will be having our retreat November the 8th, 9th, and 10th in the Lakeview Conference Center in Waxahachie. We'll have more on that next week. But thank you so much for listening. And with bowed heads, dear God, we thank you tonight for this opportunity. Father, we thank you for the ladies that joined us tonight. We ask that you continue to let them be a blessing. Let them be blessed to be a blessing to everyone that has listened to us tonight, dear God. Father, we ask for healing on those who are sick and those who are injured, dear God. We ask a blessing for those who are going through. We ask a blessing for just everybody that has listened to us tonight and has been with us tonight. Thank you, dear God, again for this opportunity. These and other blessings we ask in our Son Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, ladies.
Amen.
Good night.
Amen. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.